Hi, this is Michael Slattengren. I was a United States Navy aviation electrician's mate. I entered the United States Navy a month after I turned 19 in December of 1965. I served 4 years, got out in 1970. My uniform is up over your right shoulder at the top row. This my dress blue uniform. As we look at the cabinet in front of you, we go to the top shelf. It's just items that people from the Valley have donated to our memorial building. The certificate in the back, picture of a sailor there, it is a tradition in the Navy that when we cross the equator, there's a ceremony that the sailors go through. Everyone in the Navy is a polywog until they cross the equator. And then once you cross the equator, you become a shellback. And there's a harassing ceremony that you must go through and all that. So this is a certificate that this person received as a submariner. And the item in front of that is a little trinket that was presented to him also as a submariner as he crossed the equator. The tradition is that as you approach the equator, the captain blasts the horn of the ship in order for Neptune to pull the equator down so that the ship can pass over the equator without getting the equator tangled up in its props. On the left side of the shelf is a small shadow box of a major who had his ribbons or medals that he was awarded. We also have a ship's pennant flag at that point up there also. And then on the right side of that top shelf is a decanter of some liquid refreshment from that was part of the Pearl Harbor Survivor Organization that was started, I believe, in about 1964. All the men and women who were at Pearl Harbor on December 7th of 1941. It was when the war started for the United States. So down on the second shelf, we're looking at, in the middle, of course, is the newspaper that came out as an extra newspaper December 7th, 1941, at Pearl Harbor, Oahu, saying that they were in war. Oahu was bombed by the Japanese planes. In front of that is a picture of two women from Oahu that are wearing gas masks. To the left, you see a gas mask as an example that was used. Again, as the war started, we were not sure what kind of tactics would be used by anyone coming after World War I, where a lot of gas products were used and injured and also killed military personnel. So gas masks were available for everyone. On the right side, then, we have a what we call trench art. So there's a saying that says being in this war is 1 hour of sheer terror and 23 hours of nothing to do. And so here's a person that created from a used shell, he created some art, probably by using a nail head and a hammer or some kind of tool, maybe his knife, to decorate this shell casing. Also, in that right corner then is a telegram that was sent to the parents of Carl Slattengren, who was a Pearl Harbor survivor. It happens to be my dad. The telegram was sent to his parents back here in the mainland. My dad was on the USS Shaw. That was in a dry dock at Pearl Harbor at the time at the attack. And he was wounded, brought back to the United States, United States. The mainland here was up in Mare Island in the hospital for about 4 months before he got back into the battles. On the third shelf, we have a knapsack which the soldiers carried. Soldiers had a backpack that they had. Below that, around their belt, was this item. It was a knapsack that they carried personal items in there. You might have an extra pair of dry socks, your kit that you would use for, you know, that you needed to brush your teeth and wash up and stuff like that out in the field. Other items that we have then is a description of a foxhole radio. Items here in the front of the shelf. Sand from Iwo Jima, very important to Marines who served during World War II and after. We have a crystal radio here on the right side. Crystal radios are don't need a battery in order to function. They can be put together with just a few items. As you can see, a copper wire is wound around to create an antenna, a carbon pencil, and a razor blade that makes a connection then to dial up back and forth to find a radio station that puts out power to hear, and then in this case a little hearing aid that is a way of picking up the sound. On the bottom shelf, we have some amenities that the men used, personal items. You've got shaving cream, which back in those days was pretty much a powder. The almonds powder is a item for in case of chafing and all that. The two little packets there on the back left side were used for medicinal purposes. A lot of problems out in the Pacific. You had dysentery and other diseases that you would pick up, or conditions and all that. In the middle, we have a mortarboards for a one-star admiral, and along with a shore patrol band. And then in the front are some matchbook covers from the different ships, made their own matchbook covers or book of matches. Every sailor is very proud of the ship that he serves on. And then finally, we have a radio on the right side that could have been used by the Navajo code talkers that were in the Pacific and helped provide passing messages back and forth from one or a company to another.